Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, March 23rd. The star that marks the tip of the lion's tail appears to be a loner. It doesn't have a companion star, and so far, it doesn't appear to have any planets either. But it does have the raw materials for making planets. And one or more worlds could have taken shape from those building blocks. The nebula is the second brightest star of Leo the Lion. It's to the upper left of the almost full moon this evening, by about the width of your fist held at arm's length. The nebula is 36 light years away, just down the astronomical block. It's a little less than twice the size and mass of the Sun, and thousands of degrees hotter than the Sun. And it spins so fast that it bulges outward at its equator. The star also is much younger than the Sun. Just how young isn't certain. Estimates range from about 50 million to 400 million years. And that has a bearing on the planet's situation. If the star is near the upper end of that range, then its planet-building days probably are over. But near the lower end, it could still be giving birth to planets. The nebula is encircled by wide, massive bands of dust, material that can clump together to make planets. So some of that debris could be coming together now. There are some gaps in those dust bands, though. Such voids could have been cleared out by the gravity of orbiting planets. So the search for worlds around the lion's tail continues. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.